very, very happy that we have made it through. We were very good for most of it. We dropped our standard a little bit towards the end, but I suppose that's to be expected. Yeah, overall, very, very happy with everything that we did individually and collectively out there today.
And you were really on fire in the first half, and the forwards put the ball over the bar and in the net and everywhere.
Yeah, we were very, very conscious of how slowly we started last week in Belfast, so that was something we had a focus on this week, and yeah, it couldn't have gotten any better, really. We knew they'd come at some stage, but I think the work we put in the first half really left it that we were, you know, comfortable for most of the second half.
Yes, and once the second half, really, you were so much ahead, you were 15 points up. It was hard to ask anyone to lift their game at that time, but you just did the business all the way through.
Yeah, I mean, they did. Like, we did definitely drop our standard a little bit in that second half, but as you say, I suppose when you're that far ahead, it's almost hard to kind of keep at it. So yeah, we wouldn't be happy with a few of the goals they got, maybe, but you know, as I say, a team would always have a period where they get a shot at it, so they made hay while they could. But I think ultimately we still felt like we were in control of the match.
I suppose the goal that came off the 25 metre free, that was what we would call in the old days a footy goal.
Yeah, there, it's one of those things, you can be so ready for it, and yet when it happens, it's in the back of the net before you know where it is. So, you know, that those things happen in games. You know, something to look out for. But as I say, there's nearly no explanation for it. It just kind of happens. So yeah, they got lucky there, I suppose, and even another goal, I suppose, could have been prevented. But overall, like I say, very happy with how we played defensively, in attack, of course, and yeah, just a really, really hard graft from everyone, and just the whole panel. Like, there's a great support kind of there from everyone, and it's just a great day to be out and to be representing Leitrim.
And now it's a final for Leitrim, a league final, 2 weeks' time. It's either Offaly or Louth. We don't know at this stage. That game hasn't even started yet.
No, so we obviously know Louth. We played them the first round, but again, you know, it's been a long few weeks. There'll be a lot of improvements on both sides, hopefully. But we know Louth. We know very little about Offaly. It's a couple of years since we played them in anything, and you know, I've seen a couple of the games. They work hard. They're very, very well set up. And either way, look, whoever comes out on top is fully deserving of being in that final. So we will hear who it is, and we'll set about getting ourselves ready for Sunday fortnight.